We're standing near the mouth of the Campbell River as it empties out into Georgia Strait. Kingfisher there. And you started to tell me a story about that tall mountain off in the distance.
Yeah, in our language, that mountain is called Potham. It means the shoots that are coming out of the ground in spring. And that mountain has a bit of a bump on there, so it looks like the chute. So that's what it reminded our people of. That's where our people landed during the flood.
Are we talking about the biblical flood?
There's many communities along the coast that have a flood story. So yeah, it's fairly common in the First Nations along the coast here in BC.
Now the Homalco are the northernmost of the Salish tribes here on the Salish Sea?
Yes, we're the northernmost. We have Quagyuth that are our neighbors. They've migrated into this area when the fur trade was going on in the 1800s.
Now, another aspect of Salish Sea native culture are the canoes. You were recently paddled a canoe over to the mainland of Vancouver. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we joined up with the flotilla that was coming down from Hope. They were gathering in Vancouver to send a message to the Cohen Commission that's investigating the state of the sockeye stocks. Last year, when hardly any sockeye returned, there's a commission that was set up
to try to figure out where'd all the fish go last year.
Mm-hmm. So we paddled over from Victoria on our canoe.
I've never been in one of those canoes. They look like amazing craft. I've done a lot of kayaking, but that's like a one-person or a two-person craft. You've got a whole crew that paddles a canoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them get pretty big. Some get up to 40, 50 feet. Ours is a 32-foot canoe, and it was built by our relatives from Squamish. A lot of work went into it. It'll hold seven fairly comfortably, and that's what we paddled with when we went across. It was big storm that came on when we were crossing, so it was about 4-foot waves we were riding in our canoe, and it was a pretty good test for the canoe, and I think it did well.
How about you guys? How do those craft handle in heavy weather like that?
It did pretty good. I think it handled the waves well. We rode the waves well. Some of them, you have to meet them head on when they're big waves, but other than that, sometimes you have to paddle pretty hard in order to keep yourself fairly stable. Otherwise, you can get pretty wobbly under if you're going sideways on the waves. You have to paddle pretty hard to stay upright. Yeah.
Can you talk about the place that the salmon had in your people's history?
Our people relied on the salmon so heavily. There's a story of these kids that were told to bring all the bones. You're supposed to bring all the bones back into the water and sort of keeps that cycle going, the salmon returning. And one of the young boys in the story didn't return all the bones. And when he returned from the river, part of his face was missing. And the elders looked into it and they realized that he hadn't returned all the bones. And then they found that bone and he returned it. And once he returned it, he was whole again. His face was back again. And to me, it just says that if something happens to the salmon, it happens to us.
With that in mind, you've got a lot of concerns about the proliferation of open net salmon farming here. There's a lot of that up here in Georgia Strait in BC. What are your concerns about that?
We've been doing some testing, I guess, on the most obvious, which is the sea lice issue. And
let's first explain a little bit, what are sea lice? They're a parasite on the salmon.
Yeah, they're a parasite on the salmon, and they come on salmon naturally. When they're wild salmon going by, they might have a few sea lice on them, and it's really harmless at that point. But when you get a million salmon in an open net cage, then they tend to multiply. And because of that sea lice, they put a lot of chemicals into the feed of the salmon, and that gets into our ecosystem. We believe it's a big part of the disappearance of the salmon stocks.
Well, Darren, thanks for having me out today. It's gorgeous out here, and we managed to catch it while there was still some sun.
And thank you and for letting me share our concerns and our history of the Salish Sea. You know, all my relations are along the sea, Salish Sea.